When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi babes, it's Lala Khan. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. I'm very excited for the day. I've been staying excited for the day ever since I found out I was pregnant. I'm just like really on cloud 27.
Wow.
Speaking of 27, the 27s were at Summer Moon's birthday party last night or yesterday.
How was that?
It was so cute.
I saw some content you took.
It was like social hour for the parents. Like I got there and all my friends were there and it was a playland. So like you didn't have to really watch your kid at all. It was awesome. I sat there with Stoss and gossiped. There were all the friends there. All the friends for O and all the friends for mom. So I didn't take any content. I just got to repost one of Ocean. Ocean's a vibe, man. She's like the cool kid on the block.
She's literally the funniest, coolest human I know. And I know that I say that every time, but she continues to make me laugh.
That's what it is I know that it sounds like we're like on repeater mode, but every single day that I get to interact with her, I not only feel so fortunate, but I feel like I just am in awe. I'm like, you're just so funny and cool. Like, I can't even explain it. Anybody who doesn't get to meet her and interact with her, especially at this stage, truly missing out.
Missing out, for sure.
Yeah. No, she's like a cool homie.
Yeah.
Totally. She's like the friend. She's like the friend.
And she stays up till all hours of the night.
No, she rallies, man. That girl did no nap. Most people are going to be like, that's parenting.
No, you can't keep this kid down.
Like, what am I supposed to do? Strap her? Like, put her in a straitjacket and buckle her to the mattress? Like, literally, how do you get a child, force a child to sleep and in their own room? And keep in mind, this girl wakes up early. The last couple days, we got the blackouts in. Mm-hmm. So we haven't been waking up that early. We're both like cruising through the abyss. Jessica banging on the door thinking we're all dead in the house. That happened this morning. But it's okay. Yeah. It happened one time.
It happened one time, like the hummus.
But what was I saying? Oh, so she had a packed day yesterday. She had her dance class. She had birthday parties. She ran around with mom. We had a lunch date at Sweet Butter.
Aww.
Yes. And then we go over to Brock and Sheena's after to continue mom time and kid time. And Brock comes down. He's like, yo, your kid is something. I was like, oh, no. What'd she do? And he goes, she was upstairs, and I was like, this playroom is a mess. And, you know, Summer cleans up her mess as she goes. And I was like, oh, what would that be like?
Yeah,
and she's, he said, Ocean dumped out every bag of toys. Okay? Uh-huh. I've tried to correct this behavior. You also can't force a child to pick up after themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing the best I can. She's still the coolest kid I know. So, of course, Summer says Ocean dumped all the toys out. And Brock says, well, you girls better pick it all up then. Summer Moon frantically starts throwing the toys back in the bags. Ocean folds her arms and Brock says she looks at him and goes, I don't have to. And I'm like, she's right, though. She doesn't. Like, what's anyone going to do if she doesn't? No, but really, we were talking to Brock's mom because we were talking about kids and, like, how they behave because Ocean, towards the end of the night, started getting a little spicy, mm-hmm.
a little fresh.
Sleepy.
So mama takes her in the corner, lets her know what's up.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a lot of work sometimes. And Brock's mom has 5 kids. And she goes, you want to know the difference? Back in the day when I was a mama, there was no pulling kids into the corner and saying, if you do it again, she goes, one. Whoopsh.
Yeah.
Never did it again.
Hey, that's so
never
true.
Never did it again.
What did James say? Smacked bottom.
So I get a smacked bottom at lunch, Andy. By the way, though, I'm glad that the smacking of the bottom does not exist anymore. Yeah. Because I can't even imagine. When I discipline Ocean in a, just a very normal way and make her stare at a wall, because what else do you do? I'm like, you're banging on the piano. You're ripping shit up in someone else's household. You're, it's a bad reflection of me at this point, all right? You make yourself look bad all day long. You ain't going to make me look bad, girl.
No, it's so good. No, it's so good.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
I just feel like
great.
I can't see you guys very well.
That is the problem with these hats. The vision is not the
vision.
Greatest.
I was going to wear a little bit of glasses.
Oh, no.
But then I'd really
You can't see shit. You're Lisa.
Also, I want to say with Ocean, she is so creative and imaginative that you kind of, it's not like you can put her in her room because she's going to have a blast by herself.
Yeah.
I know. And can I tell you? Hmm. So I send her home with my mom because it's getting late. And, you know, I'm sure that Brock and Sheena were like, how is this kid still going? My kid. And I'm like, I'm used to this, you know, banging on the piano at 10:30. Like,
was
what else 10:30?
Right.
Oh. No, it was around like 9:30. So my mom was, I was like, Mom, you got to take her home.
Yeah.
And I was willing to go too because she was losing her mind. She didn't want to leave Mom. And I was like, I'm just going to go with you. My mom was like, you're freaking staying here and enjoying your friends. So I thought that was very sweet. So I call her just to make sure that all is settled. And she was like, yeah, Ocean's great. She's in her bed. My bed, I mean. And my mom said, Ocean, do you know why Mom had to discipline you? Because when you're doing things that we've told you not to, like you don't clean up the toys or you bang on the piano, Mom has to tell you that you have to listen. And if you don't listen, there's consequences. And she goes, but Gigi, I was having so much fun.
Oh.
I know. I know. And I was like, you know what? I get it, girl. Because if I were to go bang on the piano right now, it wouldn't be fun. As you get older, shit just ain't fun.
Right.
Unless you're drunk while doing it. You know? And then there's a chance you may end up in AA. So you bang on that piano, girl, and you just have all the fun.
Sweet baby. Is she taking piano lessons or no?
Not yet.
She does so much. Like,
does she though?
Dance?
That's all though. She does she has tap and ballet.
She's about to be in school.
And then she'll be in school.
Feels like a lot. Maybe not.
But you know what? She's like the freaking Energizer Bunny. She does. She keeps going and going and going. It's wild.
I don't know what she's taken, but I want some of it.
I want some too.
Yeah, she does.
Anyway, yeah, she does go. The day was great. Cut to today. I think that we're recording the pod because Mom is headed to Coachella this weekend.
Stagecoach.
Sorry, Stagecoach. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Stagecoach. Even better, I heard.
I'm very excited for you guys. Producer John and I are going to Sick New World.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're happy for you. Happy for you.
So fun over
mosh
there.
Mosh pitting.
I love that.
Try not to get trampled by everyone chewing holes in their cheeks.
I have had Producer John.
Scratching their arms.
I have had 3-4 Give Them Lala podcast listeners reach out and say, oh my God, we'll be at Sick New World. Your listeners.
Oh, Sick New World is
awesome. And they said, we'd love to see you and Producer John. So
come find us.
Come find us.
Yeah. You guys should have a little pop-up booth.
Come
could
find
you
us
imagine
in line,
Give
baby.
Them Lala's at freaking Sick New World. That'd be legit.
I know.
No, I think that's great. I'm excited for you guys. I'm just throwing shade because anything that's outside of
but
my bubble that I don't understand.
I love the
fun.
Shade. Yeah, you guys
I think we're all going to have an equal amount of fun.
We're all. I just
so
want
nice
everyone to have fun.
No,
we're
yeah.
all gonna have
you guys
the
will
best
have so much
time.
Fun. Ours will just be more.
Yeah,
better.
So we're gonna
back to your water.
Sick New World is heavy metal.
It is metal, right, Producer John?
Yes. System of a Down and Slipknot are the headliners.
Oh.
I don't like Slipknot as much anymore. Boo, because they got rid of Jay, the drummer. Boo, but I like everyone else.
I've never heard a song by them.
You've never heard a Slipknot song?
If it was on the radio,
System
perhaps.
Of a Down is like, you guys have heard System
Wait,
of a Down.
Is it like, let's get down with the sickness?
No.
That's Disturbed. Wait, System that's Down's like, wake up. What's up? Put on that makeup.
You wanted to.
Yeah, no, I only listen to those
Something you wanted to.
You wanted to.
Oh, yeah, no, I only listen to those on like MX versus ATV Unleashed because they were just the soundtrack.
Oh.
It wasn't by choice.
Oh, it wasn't by choice at all. Okay, well, that'll be
You guys are going to have so much fun.
I know.
I just fell asleep for a moment.
Yeah, you're over there like.
I didn't fall asleep. I'm just trying to think of. I'm like, so do they just scream at you? Or are there any instruments?
Yeah. Oh, they're so good.
It's
so. Oh, I guess there are instruments. If you had a friend in Slipknot that was the drummer.
Yeah.
So just picture drums banging at the loudest they can, the guitar as loud as it can, and then a guy just screaming as loud as he can.
Is it considered emo?
No, emo is more like When We Were Young Fest. There is a band called Spirit Box that is a girl, and if you heard her, she sings, gorgeous singing voice, but also screams. Like,
that's hot.
And she kills it.
This is what I will say. Even though I don't listen to that type of music, that is like sheer fucking talent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
the fact you can go from screaming and not tear up your vocal cords so much that you, like, how do you even speak after?
It's like a faux screaming. You're not actually screaming. It's like something else. Like,
yeah. You still have to learn how to do that.
Yeah,
but that's, I feel like, even harder to do that and then still have a rhythm.
Yeah, and she's hot. Stunning.
No, I think it's amazing that you guys are going.
Sexy Box?
What's her name?
Sexy Box. I don't know, but she should change.
I think her name's Courtney.
Courtney.
But what's her stage name?
Oh, Spirit Box.
Well,
that's her band.
I knew there was
Box. Let's call her Sexy Box.
Sexy Box.
No, we will not objectify her.
Sexy Spirit Box.
We will not. We will call her Talented Box. So Jessica had to come this morning because I was out until 1:30 a.m.
What?
And, well, I shouldn't say out. I was not in the bed. I was at Sheena's house until very, very late.
I was at home asleep.
No, so when Jessica came in and was banging on the door.
Am I late?
She didn't really bang.
It's never happened before, you guys. I was calling Law and I was like, do you want me to pick you up or meet you at the studio? Nothing. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to come get you. Nothing.
Oh, I didn't respond to any of the
stuff. No, and I was calling you, calling Lisa. And then I started getting nervous, so I had to call Easton because I was a minute out. And I was like, Easton, have you heard from your mom and sister?
She texts me and she goes, are you at Law's? Or are you taking Law or just going from your house? And I said, I'm at my house. And
I apologize that I scared everyone this morning.
No,
I was
you're
just
Do not
simply...
disturb needs to go off around 9.
Well, usually I set my alarm, but I was like, I don't need to set my alarm. I'm going to be up and at him because I got a baby who wakes me up usually at the crack of dawn.
No, not this
one. But this one's snoozing. I'm snoozing. So anyway, here
Lisa
we are. We're recording.
Snoozing.
Oh, yeah. We were all. By the way, where are my two pit bulls?
At my home.
They need to return.
I know, it's just Lily barking. I was like, where are the
others? Yeah, this is not right.
Do you not like it anymore in there?
Well, they're my dogs, so I would appreciate if you'd give them back.
Your dogs?
Yes.
They are my dogs that got taken from me.
They don't want to be. They don't want to be over there.
They want to be in the yard.
In that basement.
I'm moving in next month. Sure.
I know. We're going to have so much fun
together. No, we
together.
Really are. I'm going to start videoing in the
Honestly,
morning,
Honestly, maybe
too.
I make will. A little...
Come and knock on our door.
I'm just going to make a little short film of her and Lisa in the morning and just the tragedy that is life through it.
Tragedy? We live the dream. I look out in my gorgeous backyard in my gorgeous kitchen and drink my coffee. With my gorgeous child hair everywhere, I'm like, this
oh
is the
God.
Dream.
Her hair, in the morning, her hair, if you don't brush it, she's close to me.
You guys, it's the cutest
thing. Yeah, that's
thing.
Very true.
I walked in, when I knocked on the door this morning, I was like, Law, and I opened, and the first thing Ocean did was pop up hair everywhere. And just smiled. I was like, hi. She's so cute.
Can I tell you something before we move on from Ocean and real life content?
Yes.
Ocean and Summer Moon were FaceTiming this weekend while we were in Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. And as I'm listening, I'm like, this is reminding me of something, the two of them communicating. It reminded me of John C. Reilly and Will Ferrell in Step Brothers when they're sleepwalking and they're like... That's how Ocean and Summer Moon talk to each other.
That's hilarious.
And they understand each other. And it's only the forehead. When you look at them, they're both talking to each other's forehead. It's so funny.
It really is so. Because they're looking so close at the other one that it's just like.
You should have taken a video or a picture.
I was driving. I wish I could have. It was really funny, though. I'm like, why is this? Why have I seen this before?
Oh.
Yes. Right on the money of those two. It's so funny.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off. I'm going to let you in on a little tiny secret. I am not a cook. Okay, so that's not really a secret, but I do have a secret weapon when it comes to the kitchen. Factor. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals are always fresh, never frozen. They get delivered right to your door, and they're ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I've also become a big fan of their add-ons, snacks, and smoothies. Ocean loves the pancakes. I pretty much get those and the mango smoothies in every single Factor delivery. But Factor has you covered no matter how and what you're eating. Keto, calorie smart, protein plus, or vegan and veggie. The weekly menu has 35 options, including gourmet meals like filet mignon and shrimp. There's no prepping, cooking, or even cleaning up. You just heat it up and then eat right out of the Factor packaging. So easy. You can customize your weekly meals to get as much or as little as you need. And you can also pause and reschedule deliveries. So head to factormeals.com/Lala50 and use code Lala50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code Lala50 at factormeals.com/Lala50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Okay, so online, this is what the headline is, okay? Ever seen a dead body? Question mark. 14-year-old allegedly invited friends to see mom's corpse after killing her.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys hear about this?
No. This is horrific. Did he?
Carly is a girl. Carly Madison Gregg, 14, was arrested in March in connection with the death of her mother and the shooting of her stepfather, per authorities. A teenager accused of fatally shooting her mother before attempting to kill her stepfather allegedly invited friends over to view her mother's corpse.
This is
where was this?
A sick. She needs
Brandon, Mississippi.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so heartbreaking.
She has, I thought it was pled. It's pleaded. She has pleaded not guilty to the charges and is being tried as an adult. Oh, she's going to the slammer, dude.
Well, here's the thing. It's one thing to, like, kill your mother, but then to, like, start showing people the corpse, I feel like they're going to add some shit.
Well, I don't know if they'll add some shit, but that's the difference between, like, 15 to life.
Yeah. That's like, well, and it's also the difference, in my opinion, between like, who knows why she killed her and like, oh, this is severe mental health issues.
Like, what did the mom do?
Yeah. Mm. Like, was there abuse? Was there, because, you know.
Was this a Gypsy Rose situation?
Yeah. Or like, this is sounds, you know, and I literally have only heard the headline right now.
Or those two, the two kids who were locked in a room.
Oh, there's
in
been.
Utah.
In, like, that the, was wild.
Yeah.
It was highly mom. Recommend that 2020, by the way, if you have not seen that 2020. Have you seen it, Jess?
It's hard for me to watch anything that has to do with
children,
parents and children, because I get such a deep, deep hatred and anger and like the darkness that arises out within me of what I would do to those parents scares me a little bit. So I'm like, it's horrific. Like, so many parents, so many kids have been locked in basements for 20 years. Like, there's crazy shit. And
they live in, like, these totally normal neighborhoods.
Yeah, and the neighbors are like, I mean, I never really knew. Or like, yeah, something always seemed off about them. But, you know, I just thought they were weird.
No, they keep their kids in the basement locked up in chains.
Disgusting.
Horrible. Let me read the rest of this real quick. The footage, so there was cameras, okay? In a preliminary hearing recorded and released by the blog Jackson Jambalaya on Tuesday, investigators spoke about the suspect's seemingly nonchalant behavior after allegedly shooting her mother, as captured in home security cameras. The footage from the camera shows the minutes leading up to the killing. The suspect and her mother return home, and after some time, the suspect is seen going into her mother's bedroom. Rankin County investigator, blah, blah, blah. Then you hear a gunshot, a scream, followed by two more gunshots. This girl's fucking
wild.
Psycho. She's wiling out, dude. At one point, the suspect asked a friend to come over, saying it was an emergency. After the friend was driven over to the residence by her father, the suspect asked the friend if she had ever seen a dead body before. When the friend said no, the suspect proceeded to show her deceased mother. What a lunatic. Give this girl life. Right. I mean,
just three bullet holes, blood
girl
everywhere.
What did the girl do? Did she run out of the house? The friend? Do
probably
we know?
Called the police.
Yeah. I hope
so. Is that who called the police? The friend?
I would have been terrified,
though. It says, further alleging that the suspect also showed her friend the murder weapon and told her she had fired three shots each at her mother and stepfather. The stepfather told investigators that the suspect was armed with a pistol and shot him in the shoulder upon his return home. The man claimed he was able to fight the gun away from her before she fled the scene across their backyard. She was captured a short time later near the house.
This isn't making sense, though. He fights the gun away, and then she invites the friend over. So the mom must have been there first, and then the mom must have been killed first, then the stepfather got home after the girl invited her friend over. That must have been it. Yeah.
Killed her mom, invited her friend over. The friend probably left. Stepdad came home, shot the stepdad.
The friend was like, cool, dead mom.
See ya.
I hear my mom calling. Dinner's ready. Bye.
Oh.
I wouldn't even know what to do.
Well, as
I wouldn't
friend,
either. I honestly, because you know she's got a freaking gun in the house. How'd you shoot your mom? By the way, the kickback on a gun is
what kind of gun?
They just said it was a pistol. Yeah. But like, have you been to a shooting range?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those things got kick, and I don't like it one bit. Even when I used to like do movies, when they had like the fake
guns.
Yeah.
Does it give kick, or do you have to do it?
Well, if you're me, you use the plastic kind because I just don't like, I don't like it in my hand. I don't want to be near it. I don't like anything. Even though it's fake, there's been deaths on
movie sets.
On movie sets with even those, the fake
weapons.
Fake weapons. So I always ask for the plastic ones and then I have to pretend.
The kickback, right.
And then they add the little noise in post.
And the little gun thing out of it.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't like the feeling of this. And if you, number one, like, it's not like I'm some Oscar-winning actress. Like, yeah. I don't know how believable I'm going to be on camera.
I think you're believable. I've seen that you using a weapon on camera, and I'm like, damn!
Second nature.
Yeah, so that girl is, I don't know, maybe they'll for sure do a psych evaluation. Anyway.
Deep dive into that, because you know what? Of course, you should never kill anyone, but I just hope and pray that these parents weren't evil.
Worth killing.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about the mom who speaks out about accidentally inviting 487 guests to her daughter's birthday party? That's something Sheena would do, but on purpose.
Wait, how did she accidentally send a mass email or something?
Evite?
And why did all those people come?
She said
they all showed up.
She still vividly remembers that singing feeling she had when she realized she had made a giant mistake. It says,
can you pitch on this party by chance?
I see this tab and it says import guests from previous parties. And I just had a St. Patrick's Day party. So I was like, oh, perfect.
Oh, no.
After importing her contacts, King thought she would be able to select which one of them would receive an invitation. But that wasn't the case. It took me to the actual invitation page and it said Ivy's first birthday. And then at the bottom, it said, guess 487.
Oh.
I would have a heart attack.
No, what would you do? Because I know what I'd do. Tell me.
Send an email to all of them.
I would send a disinvite to 487 people.
Or cancel.
And redo. Or cancel.
Oh, yeah. A good cancel.
Cancel
good.
And be like, hey, guys, we actually have to cancel. We'll let you know when rescheduled. And then just...
And then you can't take any pictures or post anything of your...
That's wild. I wonder what?
I mean, a first birthday party. If someone was like, hey, I accidentally did that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all good. I don't need to come to a first birthday party.
Right.
Who has 487 people that they've ever in like
encountered and remember?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't even have that many contacts.
I think most people in my contacts would be like, who is this to me?
I wonder if she had thrown like a work party or a company party or something weird like that. Or if it took all of the parties and combined them all. Every party she's ever thrown.
I think it was all her contacts. You know how you accumulate contacts throughout the years?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure I have a lot too.
Could you imagine my 22-year-old booty call getting an invite to my 1-year-old's birthday party?
She made it onto Good Morning America off of it. She made a TikTok that went viral.
Surely. Oh, by the way, I'm just inserting this. The piece of news about the twins, I was corrected. That was false. And it went everywhere. I'm sorry.
It was a joke?
It was not real. She never came out with that statement. Abby and...
Wait, that statement was false?
Of the conjoined twins.
So someone just made it up and put it out there?
Yeah, it went everywhere. And it was even like verified by like some news articles and shit. Shit. So I got. And you know what? That happens to the best of us.
Yeah, it truly does. And like my mom says, paper takes ink. You can literally write whatever you want.
Yeah.
Sheena started getting lit up the other day about something that someone had said, but it was their interpretation of something that someone else had said. And I was like, hold on. Oh. Brock was like, honey, these words didn't come out of this person's mouth. This is a fan giving their interpretation.
Right.
But it is wild because you sit there and you're like, wow, I'm just reading something that someone else has gathered. And it may not even be the truth.
Yeah. It's
or
wild.
It could be completely made up, and then it's an imposter interview.
Imposter interview.
Denzel Washington says it best. If you read the news, you're misinformed. If you don't read the news, you're uninformed.
I like it.
So that's why I stay away from the news.
And if you watch
I'd rather be uninformed than misinformed. Because then you really sound like a dumbass.
Or you watch the news, read the news, and then use your own personal logic. I don't watch or read the news, you guys. Actually, that's a lie.
It's a little, can I tell you, I just look at my thing that pops up and it's all the news that you need to know. It's like must news that happened throughout the week that you must know. And it's very brief and easy. So I'm like informed enough of what's going on in the world, but I certainly couldn't sit down and have like an in-depth conversation about worldly news with someone.
Right. Unless you have, why don't you guys just get a producer, John? He makes you a one sheet every week from now on. You don't even read the title. You just cold read it and it works.
It works.
So, thank you.
Did we listen to Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department?
Okay,
you better believe I did not.
You told me something this morning. I was shook about a song she has on there.
I know, and we're going to get to it, Jessica, because it's one of my faves. After the album came out at 12 a.m. Eastern Time, Taylor shocked the world a few hours later at 2 a.m. announcing that the Tortured Poets Department is a secret double album. I was late to the game, so I have the one that's the Thicky Thick album.
Thicky Thick.
Yeah, with all the goods, which is the one that has Thank You, Amy on it.
Wow.
It's really freaking good.
You guys, this morning, so I have been very busy with a lot of things this past week. So I haven't listened to any podcasts. I haven't listened to any new music, but I really want to listen to this. I heard it was incredible. Obviously, it's Taylor. But Lala told me this morning there was a song that came out called Thank You, Amy, and it's about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, by the way, Kim K lost over 100,000 followers after it came out.
And also, you guys, you remember Britney Spears came out with a song called If You Seek Amy. And obviously, it was supposed to sound like F-U-C-K me.
If you fuck me, yeah. Right?
No, F. U-C-K me. So fuck me.
Yeah, exactly.
I was processing.
I have to take these off of my face now.
Why?
Oh. Because they've been on for a while.
What a nice glow you have now. Gorgeous.
Wild. Yeah. Well, Jess was like, why is everyone named Amy? And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, if you seek Amy by Brit. Mm. I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
Why is everyone named Amy?
Yeah. Does Ocean like the album is the number one question.
This is what's hard.
Okay.
T-Swift drops some F-bombs.
Can't you get the...
I can get probably the edited version. Yeah. But it's more, I mean, it lives up to the title of the album.
Yeah.
It's like a storybook, which is what Taylor is most famous for, is telling a story through her music. People bond with it, right? She's very vulnerable. The way that she writes, like, I want you to listen to Thank You, Amy.
Okay.
I love it. And again, I was not a Taylor Swift fan. Not that I didn't like her. I just didn't listen. So I was reading other people's reviews and then picking up on the Easter eggs, and then you become even more obsessed. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't really play it for Ocean because during my little listening party, I didn't know when the F words would drop.
Mm.
And she said to me, she said, Mom, this song says Bad Woods. And I said, I know, we're going to change it. She goes, yeah, we should change it.
Oh, she's so good.
So we listened to Shake It Off instead. Old school. Old school.
Back to it.
Let's see. Taylor said on X, I'd written so much tortured poetry in the past 2 years and wanted to share it with you. So here's the second installment of the Tortured Poets Department. It has 15 extra songs, and now the story isn't mine anymore. It's all yours. I have freaking chills. Aww.
Good job, Taylor. Once again, you've impressed us.
It broke the record for biggest opening day by a pop album in Apple Music history. On April 19th, 24, the song Fortnite featuring Post Malone became Spotify's most streamed song in a single day, topping Easy on Me by Adele in 2011. Mm. It's the first album in Spotify history to have over 300 million streams in a single day. Thank You, Amy, obviously making waves. And if you look at Thank You, Amy, the reason why people picked up on the Easter egg, which, by the way, I looked at it and I was like, why are these random letters capitalized?
That's right? Like the most obvious Easter egg.
No, I was
think?
Like, what? Oh, I don't understand.
Some prison writing.
I'm like, K-I'm. K-I'm what?
K-I-M.
K-I-M.
Yeah, K-I-M. Kim, clearly. Mm. She's the bronzed statue. And in it, she goes, everyone knows my mother's a saintly woman. But she used to say she wished that you were dead.
Oh.
I'm like, yes, I can picture her mom being like, fuck this bitch.
Yeah.
Can't she just fucking die already?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
One verse goes.
We really don't hope that, but I did like the line.
Yes.
Keep wearing that Balenciaga.
One verse says, your kid comes home singing a song that only us two is going to know is about you. I wonder... Does like North and is it like public knowledge?
Well, that
North,
happened.
Like, Taylor, what?
They were beefing. Okay. Kim and I want to say Kim was beefing with herself. Like, who beefs with Taylor Swift?
Well, Kim and Kanye. Ugh. Kanye. Ugh.
And the thing is with the Kardashians, they have a very large following, but it's because they're polarizing. They don't have a beehive or Swifties.
Right.
Right? So when shit hits the fan with one of them, they don't get to send out their fandom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or rely on it.
They're That's a kinda, great point.
You know?
Damn.
Yeah.
Yes. So then what happened? What were you going to say? What was They were beefing. And
They
then
were
what?
Beefing. And then
one of the kids.
What would you say? Oh. And then North wants to do a TikTok with Kim on her TikTok.
Yeah.
The Shake It Off song. And you can tell Kim's like,
damn it.
Oh.
And then I think it was deleted a little while after, and then North starts getting into Northwest. Hey, my dad's yay. Mm. And I think then she started throwing shade at T-Swift or whatever.
North, don't bring North into
I don't
this.
Know.
Let
I could be
enjoy.
Completely making this up.
Oh.
Remember, I skim.
We all skim.
Yeah,
that's
I
what
don't.
This is that we're literally doing right now.
Yeah, exactly right. Since the song came out, Kim Kardashian has apparently lost at least 120,000 followers.
She doesn't wow. notice. You got. Oh, you know what? Maybe she does. Actually, if anyone notices, it's Kim.
You know what, though? You have to, yes,
she has
of course.
126 million followers.
100. Try, she's in the 300s.
Is she?
No wow. way.
Let's yes, look. You Fact guys. She's got hella followers. I think she's 340 something. The reason.
363 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. She doesn't.
T Swift has like maybe 120. Beyonce's in the threes. You know, Watch What Happens Live does that. Who has more followers, Beyonce or Taylor Swift? Who has more followers, Kim Kardashian or Kylie Jenner?
Oh, and I wouldn't know.
It's you know, Selena was number one for a while, but I don't think she
did. She lose her number one spot?
I'm looking.
Yeah, I thought it was soccer player. No,
Kylie's
like,
four. Oh, of course, like Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, I think it's Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
How many does he
have?
Even
Cristiano.
Cristiano Ronaldo. I think he does have one of the highest, right. Or maybe Messi. Those
I can't even find
football
him.
Players.
It looks like here it goes
628 million for Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Is that who it is, John?
And then Leo Messi is next with 496.5 million, and then Selena Gomez follows them after that at 429. This was as of January of 2024.
That is wild.
And Kylie's got 400. I wonder what Taylor has. Does Kylie really have more than Taylor? I am shocked.
No, I was shocked. I was shocked.
283 million Kylie has, kind of not almost double, but you know. That is crazy town to
Yeah,
me.
But here's the other thing. Like, think of how many, like, Swifties, like Ocean. She didn't have social media.
That's very true.
You
That's
know?
True.
Like,
she better not.
Many she's missing just off those kids. Hundreds of millions.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That is very true, Easton.
But also, there's so many people who are, like, so well-known worldwide who
that don't have any
that
followers.
Have, like, hardly any followers because social media, most people using it, are in our age group, and we're
millennial, Gen Z.
Right.
Even like, Gen Z, like my little brother's like, yeah, Instagram. Like they're starting to get like a little bit of the ick. It's like, no, it's TikTok right now. Like Instagram's a little like
TikTok.
Facebook.
It's getting to the Facebook.
It's getting, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's a little geriatric. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That is wild.
I like TikTok, but I don't like to make like TikTok videos.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, just like a picture.
Yeah. It's hard enough having to get into the snow app than the face app. Everyone's like, Facetune. But everyone's like, why don't you use the face app? And I'm like, no offense, bitches, but y'all don't look the way you look in your photos. Like, at least I somewhat still resemble myself.
Right.
They're like, just throw on Charmed 4. I'm like, oh, so that we all look really hot. And then when people see us in person, they go, wow, you're not as hot.
Yep.
I refuse to allow myself ever to use any video filters unless they're funny because of that. I'll get too used to seeing myself in the video, like, looking like just like hot, and then I'll be like in real life I'll be like, what is this?
Yeah, you just Paris filter.
Yeah,
you
Paris
get a
filter.
Little bit like of a glow.
Los Angeles filter is pretty good too. There is nothing sexier than a girl that you like see on Instagram, and then when you see her in person,
she's
even
better.
Hotter. You're
she's
like,
hotter.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, see, I refuse to go and do like those
filters.
Charmed filters or whatever on FaceApp. I'm like, I'm just gonna go in to Facetune. Clean up like the little things that are just like showing in this picture, but I don't feel like when I look in the mirror that
isn't
it's
like
not
a
as
zit
harsh
or something.
Yeah,
because a zit ain't forever.
Blemish. No,
and honey, neither are my wrinkles once I'm not pregnant with some Botox
no,
or some Daxify.
I keep looking at my smile lines and being I regret it so much. Lee, you were right. I can't wait.
To we'll go.
My
we'll
forehead,
go back.
Yeah, I got
we'll go
a trench in my forehead.
Okay,
now.
We'll go back to Skin Tight Aesthetics. Lee will take a needle to your face and you'll be fine.
Look at that.
Because I would
crevice.
Like to do that facial again. You guys.
Say that bad.
Oh, don't lie to me.
You're lucky because you're a man, and men actually
look better.
Some
with
wrinkles
oh,
on their face.
Perfect.
I just feel like it makes them.
It's like man.
A man.
Yeah, like I
like
don't
they've
want.
Seen and been through some
yeah.
shit.
I don't need like a Papa John looking.
No.
You know?
That was what I was going for.
No, please don't.
You just
but that facial that I got you guys, I used to feel right here. And when I did that to her, she goes, oh yeah, that's where like a lot of like the buildup happens on people.
What do you mean feel? Like
if I would feel right here, it would just be like a little bit bumpy.
That's how it is right here on me. So maybe I need to get the, it's dude, like my hormonal acne or something.
It is smooth.
Wait, stop.
So smooth.
I need to get that facial.
Yeah, it was really good. Give Them Lala is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and at times we keep carrying them around rather than processing them and letting them go. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off of your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy from BetterHelp is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it's not just for those who have experienced major trauma. It's for all of us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/GTL today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GTL.
$0 delivery fees. I bet that made you listen. Yes, I said $0 delivery fees. That's what you get when you Dash Pass by DoorDash. And if you don't know what Dash Pass is, I'm about to change your world. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders, along with members-only deals and discounts. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get food from your favorite restaurants or groceries or whatever else you need delivered right to your front door. Dash Pass basically pays for itself in 2 orders on average. Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for just $9.99 per month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Senator Elizabeth Warren says Apple and green techs are ruining relationships.
Preach.
Admit for real. It's like enough. Agreed. When we throw Jason Kaperna into the freaking mix of a group chat,
he ruins it.
He ruins it all.
The whole chat is freaking green. And then it's like, in quotes, so-and-so liked.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this, Jason? Pull it together.
I'm shocked Janet allows that. Janet.
I can't believe she married him and had a baby with him, honestly.
Jason, we love
him. Aren't they in a legal battle, too, right now? Ooh. Apple?
Oh, I thought you meant Jason and Janet. I'm like, not them!
Yeah, no, they're in Apple's in a legal battle because they've monopolized the phone industry, mm-hmm. which you can't monopolize. Like, Amazon, they had to, like, outsource work to UPS, from what I know, because they couldn't be the only ones
I've heard that
delivering
too.
Delivering. You can't monopolize.
Yeah.
And iPhone is monopolizing.
It is monopoly.
But it needs
the
to.
Monopoly man.
It is.
Bifocals and everything.
Give me blue
Bifocals
text.
And everything.
It says green text on iPhones. They're ruining relationships. That's right.
It doesn't even
non-iPhone users everywhere being excluded from group text. I get it. From sports teams chats to vacation chat plans, they're getting cut out, missing out on plans and conversations. And who's to blame here? Apple.
Apple, no, it's you weirdo that bought the Droid.
Right?
No, I'm just kidding.
Go over to your Microsoft Teams.
Unless you want to sponsor us, Microsoft, then we will all get
yeah,
Droids.
No, but by
Teams,
the way,
like
let me tell you, it takes really good pictures.
Oh, 100%. No.
Yeah. Or no.
Or
what is it?
No, the Android, or whatever. Like, whatever those are. My brother has one. He always ruins the family text. I love him, though. And his photo, his, like, content, I'm like, damn. The slow-mo videos are so crisp. It's, like, incredible.
Do you remember in Snapchat when somebody didn't have an iPhone and they'd send you a video and it was, like, they sent it on, like, a camcorder?
A potato.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what the fuck
out
of
a potato.
Here.
Yes.
Like, yeah, just don't send me anything anymore, buddy. I can't see it.
No, but really, it is annoying.
You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. I somewhat judge people. Like, if I were to show up on a date and he, like, pulled out his phone, I'd be like,
Show up on a date? No, you're not going to show up on a date with a green texter.
You
Never.
Would see the green text already before the date.
Yeah.
Well, unless you got them
That's
on social
true.
Media.
No, even then, you got to plan
me.
It. Yeah. Unless you're a caller.
Those are even worse. I don't like a caller. Don't call me.
Ooh, I kind of like a caller a little bit. Actually, I don't
know. I love a caller. And when they answer, I'm like, I start the phone call by, I say, I'm sorry for the cold call.
That is so.
I just need to know X, Y, and Z.
I just
and
then need to know the sound of your voice.
Well, now,
just
now
in the bathtub.
Now I'm away. Now I'm away from the first date.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, though. I feel like I've never really been. Aren't we going to talk about this on the bonus?
Yeah, we are.
All right, let's steer clear of it.
It's exciting.
However, I do. I understand why these people would be like, please don't include John on the fucking text. I can't deal with the green coming through because it is obnoxious.
It's so annoying.
It hurts.
It's so bad.
What's more annoying, though? The Apple users and their pretentious assholes or being the green texter? I don't know what's more obnoxious. Us complaining about the green text
probably.
Or someone simply sending a text and it being green?
It's like, why do we care so much about the phone? I don't know.
Because it's an extra text.
Yeah, and it's like,
don't want to
and then
that.
You try to send me videos and photos from your, and it doesn't come in, because iPhone doesn't have as good quality of videos and photos, videos and photos, so the iPhone can't receive the nicer quality videos, so it's like a waste.
It is a waste.
And also first world problems. We have phones, you know? We have phones.
Yes. That is very true, Jessica, and I appreciate you bringing us back to reality and what matters on this podcast. Yes.
Shout out to everyone with an Android.
We love you all the same. Not really.
They're you know the people that are like, I love, and they're everywhere, by the way.
What?
This is what we're talking about when this is going on in the world. And I'm like, I want everyone to know that most people are aware of what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why I say I appreciate you as we complain about stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's going on.
Yes.
And we know it's important.
And we know it's important.
But this makes us laugh and happy.
And we hope that this can take you away from your
from
reality
that world for
just
a
moment.
Exactly.
I would like to just say this real quick. Lana Del Rey's Coachella set ran long and sparks a $28,000 fine.
Lana!
Well, you know, they have... it's like a sound ordinance, right?
Well,
like,
ran long, and it's not fair. I mean, Lana's iconic, but it is also not fair to any artist that came on after her. Or was she a headliner?
She was the headliner.
She was the headliner. Yeah. Other artists, are you joking? She ain't worried about shit. And she arrived like only an hour before, which I guess that seems like a lot of time.
Yeah.
An hour before her set?
Yeah.
With your live shows,
I mean,
shows,
yeah,
you were there,
because
like,
she probably did
before.
Sound check. She probably did a whole bunch of that before she went.
Yeah.
I think I would just be so nervous that I'd be like, I need to get there and get grounded.
You think that, but
and
she was there last week.
She's also Lana. She's just a vibe. She could go out on the stage and hold the mic out for everyone to sing and be like, good job, and everyone would love
but
her.
But I agree. She could probably get nervous, because you get nervous, but you act like you're not, and you always do well.
That's true.
You seem like you're never nervous.
But that's the difference. I'm not trying to hold a tune.
Lana's just
like,
back
you
there
gotta
just throwing
be
up
really...
and shitting. I can't do it again.
We have no idea. She
no idea.
Well
she could just walk up there, do her thing, and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Or she could be shitting her
shitting
pants.
Shitting her brains out.
I'm sure there's a little bit of butterflies, but can I tell you who was so fun to watch is Gwen Stefani. Like, she was, like, doing push-ups on the stage. She was watching performers where there's, like, tens of thousands of people. And they're just, it's like you're in an intimate room with them. Like watching Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And she's the size of a grain of rice. Okay. And she's just having the best time. Like, I saw a video where she had a booger on stage and she's like hiding her face. She's like, I'm sorry, you guys. And I'm like, this is wild.
Give me
that's
the booger.
So funny.
How much can I get for it?
Her fan.
But by the way, nothing makes me more sick than a booger.
Oh,
I'm like, don't talk about it.
Disgust. No, it's gross.
I would
it's
take
gross.
T-Swift's, put it on a little Petri dish. Frame it.
Okay, we're going to talk about Gwen Stefani. I have a...
Watermelon.
No, stop. Oh, she's good. I have an interesting story about Gwen Stefani. I actually do.
Well, tell me about it.
Okay. Gwen Stefani, fun fact. Kyle, when he was in a DJ duo, opened for Gwen Stefani. And we thought surely, like, they each had their rooms on opposite ends of the stadium. It was at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. And we thought surely he wasn't going to be able to meet her or see her. All of a sudden, we're in the green room. We hear... And we're like, who is this? And it's Gwen. And she goes, I just wanted to say hi. I'm so excited you guys are opening. Kindest. Also, she looked, well, probably still looks, but this was what, 5 years ago? She looked 22.
Dude, she's
her
stunning.
Skin were stunning. And she just was like, I just wanted to say hi. Sweetest person
she's
ever.
She's like, hi, I'm Gwen. You're like,
yeah, I'm like, no shit. I have a picture of it. But it's so, she was amazing.
Feel free to show it to us.
Riveting.
Because we don't believe you.
I'll show you.
I also want to shout out Eminem. He has officially been sober for 16 years, and he posted a chip in his hand.
Wow. Oh, congrats, Eminem. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Pretty incredible, right?
That's so amazing.
What he's so hot.
You think?
The way he carries himself,
He could turn gingy, and I'd still be like, oh.
Really?
He's Slim Shady, dude.
The real Slim Shady?
Yeah, please stand up. Hi. You stand up, and I'll get on all fours. Have fun.
I don't think he's hot, but I used to.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who's your dream guy, Jess? And when I say dream guy, I hate when people say, like, dream guy, because it's so stupid to say that. But
are you talking celeb crush?
Like, celeb, who are you aesthetically drawn to? Like, your type of guy.
It's you guys. Mine changes all the time, and it's all over the place. Kyle used to get so confused when I would be like, I would say something, and he'd be like, your type is so weird. Like, at one point, it's not anymore, but at one point, it was Colin Jost.
Who the hell is that?
SNL, Scarlett Johansson's husband.
Oh.
It way too clean cut for me. At another time, it was, Reggie Bush.
Oh, my God. It's all over the place.
I know. Now it's Anders Holmes or Holm from Workaholics.
Who's that?
Actually, not now anymore, but maybe like a month ago. He's just like,
you move quick, girl. You move quick.
It's all over the place. And it's always because I either see an interview or a clip, and that's what causes it.
You're more of a personality kind of girl.
I think so.
We like that out of you. Yeah. Shout out to the personality.
Who would you say is your, like,
my type?
Yeah, like a reference.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I like shorter women. I'm trying to think of somebody who would be my type, but I don't know.
What, like a Madison Beer?
Yeah.
Or that's like a perfect Sydney one. Sweeney? Oh, Madison
Sweeney? Nah.
She's not his type, but I know what he likes. He likes like the Madison Beer.
She's short? Yeah.
I think. I don't know. But I like shorter girls. Huh. Madison Beer might be taller, but I like Madison Beer look with like just like 5'2", 5'3".
Well, who doesn't like a Madison Beer look? I mean, she's fucking stunning.
But yeah.
Like a Megan Fox?
Madison.
Yeah.
She's not short though, you guys.
No, but I'm just saying that.
He likes him at a solid 5'3", 5'4".
Yeah.
I solid 5'3", 5'4".
Yeah, his ex, Easton and I have a case of the exes.
I can't get over this fucking girl.
Really?
Both of us are like, what's happening? Really? Like, are we just going to be like single? Yeah.
And I hang out with like other girls.
Never
and
wanting
I can't
to mingle.
Get over the hump of like, wow. You suck compared
to
my ex.
Wow.
Yeah, like even just sitting there, like with my ex was like even like going back to when we first met.
Yeah.
Even just chilling with her was way better than like these stupid little bitches.
Well, you're also
my God.
You're also, you may be looking in the wrong places. Is she like married now or something?
Nah, she's single.
No, he still sees her at times when he goes back to Utah.
Aw. Maybe you guys wind up together one day.
Yeah,
she was
crossed.
Really cute, and she fit into the family really well, and like timing is everything.
Did you guys ever get in fights?
Me and her?
Yeah. No arguments?
Just at the very end.
At the very end.
But it was like, I was like, the one thing is timing. My dad had just died. I met her a month later, so I was fucking off the rails. Uh-huh. And then obviously they were off, like we were all off the rails. So there was just little things where triggers.
Yeah, but I had gotten sober already.
Yeah. But dad's death, I mean, it threw us all through a loop.
Yeah,
sober or not, you're going through a loop.
But it wasn't like I was drunkenly going insane on her.
But no, I don't think there was ever really crazy fights.
No, there weren't.
No.
Timing was everything.
But family fight.
Family fight, I know.
Yeah, of course they'd fight.
But yeah, no, we got a case of the exes. This one can't do it either over there.
I know.
Can you tell us yours? Well, 50 Cent, we know.
Like a 50 Cent vibe or like an Odell Beckham or like a Michael B. Jordan. Like that is my type. Your guys' hats are so cute. I look like I have a fuzzy bonnet on. I'm looking rough.
Well, you got to just do one ear on top of that.
I hope my ex doesn't watch this video.
He's watching it live, right? Why does yours look so wild, though? You're lost cause.
You have a bigger head than me.
Both
of you.
No, yours looks like a bonnet, too, though.
Does it?
Yeah, you guys.
I would feel better if you were bonneting with me.
Am I not? I feel like I'm bonneting.
You all look very, very good.
Yeah, I'm bonneting for sure.
You know what?
I have a giant head.
I have a personality.
It's my brain.
So that's all that matters.
See, exactly.
Yeah, shout out to the women who like a personality too.
Full circle. We like you.
We want to cut to Aiken Relief, my loves.
Oh,
are we already done?
Do you guys want to go first? I've gone first every time.
Easton, you want to start us off, homie?
Kay. Yeah. I really don't think I have one.
You don't have an ache or a relief? Are you just existing? That is depressing.
No.
What can we do to change that?
My ache is I don't have anything.
What?
For Stagecoach. I really don't.
Well, I'm doing Amazon Live today.
I know.
If you would like to purchase anything.
And it's festival themed.
I know. They have some cute cowboy boots that I'm going to get.
Oh, no. Easton in cowboy boots?
White?
You'd be like Seinfeld.
They have bedazzles on them.
I don't want to be a cowboy.
I don't want to be a cowboy.
He starts trying to run and it shows him to a slippy.
I know. I could choose a lot of different aches, but I'm going to keep it happy of like just that is my ache. I don't have any clothes to wear. And then my relief of the week is going to be going to Stagecoach.
I love it.
Is this going on this week or next?
Yes, this week. We're this week, baby. We're live.
Oh, no, wait. This episode is next
week. This is next week, honey.
My ache. All right. My ache is I am very, very exhausted
from
the weekend I just had.
And you had so much fun.
I had so much fun. But that is my, I'm trying
to get
back to.
By the way, I just said we went to Summer Moon's birthday. It's fine.
Everyone knows. We'll keep it in.
Well, my relief is Stagecoach is all of it. All right, there it is.
Yay.
I love it.
It's the relief. I'll be tired. I'll be happy. Stagecoach.
We are cowboy cartering our way to Stagecoach, and I can't freaking wait. Yeehaw. By the way, I put Ocean in a little tutu because she was going to dance. And so she had her like little leotard on with her tutu, and I put her in cowboy boots with like really cute little pigtails, and they were super curly. And this guy was like, she is giving cowboy Carter right now. And I was like,
yes.
Oh my God, I'm never changing her. She's going to live in this outfit for the rest of her life.
Does she like the cowboy boots though?
She did like them.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
It's got a little heel on it.
It does.
So
yeah,
she
yeah, yeah.
Click, click, click.
She's, yeah. Anything with so a little cute. Heel on it. She's.
Oh, and we went to Marshall's. Ballin'. and she found some more click clacking shoes.
She did?
Yeah. Yay. And they were a size 10. I was like, baby, they're not going to fit. And she goes, let's go find them in my size.
Oh.
And mom did. She did.
Damn.
I need to start going back to Marshall's and TJ Maxx. I haven't been.
I'm going to
so
tell
long.
You right
I'm
now.
Obsessed.
Marshall's, for anybody who watched whatever episode when I had the Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So cute.
Marshall's, baby.
Marshall's.
Yeah, it was on sale. Got
and
it
it's in the
20
same.
Bucks. It was like 50 or 60, and I got it for 20.
Wow.
Shout
Marshall's,
out Marshall's.
If you'd like to sponsor the podcast, we'd love
to
have you.
I need some new fits, so you know.
It's in the same parking lot as TJ Maxx.
It is?
Yeah.
And
in West Hollywood?
Is it TJ Maxx or is it Home
I think
Goods?
It's Home Goods, TJ Maxx.
If you go to a TJ Maxx, because there's Home Goods, there's TJ Maxx.
But then there's the
TJ
two.
TJ Maxx Home Goods.
I think it's the twosie.
That's like the Target
the
super, where you get the.
Superstore.
Yeah, the super. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you can do a little shopping for food and clothing.
Oh,
I Viagra.
Viagra?
It
gets me hard, baby.
Oh, it's your version of Viagra.
Oh, my hell.
All right, bye.
My ache of the week.
Yes.
My ache of the week is that baby is starting to push into my ribcage. And it's making, like, even right now.
But you know what's so exciting? That means we're going to feel kicks.
Can you stand up? Does that help if you were to stand up?
Yeah, if I like, but I can't stretch too much like that, right? But it is
no,
like
but just
when
like
I
if
sleep,
you were to, instead of sitting down to do the podcast, I know it sounds terrible.
I can't
to,
stand
but
up for
like
that
30,
long.
15
stand for
minutes?
An hour. You know those people who sit at their desk when they're working?
And they walk?
Oh, the standing desk. I love those desks.
Yeah.
You stand up, it raises with you. You're like, oh,
those
are a little
sick.
Tired. Back down we go.
Horrible. I'm like, give me a lazy boy.
then you have not worked in an office for 8 hours in a day.
You're damn right I have it. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Not Lala.
I worked in an office and it was 4 hour shifts.
Oh, that's nice.
So you worked part time. Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Shout
in a
out
cubicle.
To everybody working
in a cubicle.
8 hours with the stand up desks. I see you.
Kyle uses one. A stand-up deck.
Either way.
How does it, can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. How does the baby make it so it doesn't keep just going up and up? Is there, I'm dead serious. Is there something
the
in there?
How, like, how do I not throw up my baby?
Yeah, like
how does it not come out of my mouth?
Because it's not in her gut.
Because they're, okay, wait, it's because of the womb. Yep, that's why.
Yeah, like everything in my body has shifted to another area. So I'm, that.
I'm blacking out. I'm passing out. Keep going, though. It's shifted.
Like, wait, like you're.
Like the organs.
Sheena comes up to me and she's like, guys, am I the only one who didn't realize that we weren't born with placentas and that your body produces that when you get pregnant? I said, yes, you most certainly are. Yeah. However, I, for many years before I had Ocean, thought that my baby lived inside the placenta.
I knew that, see?
Oh, did you?
I just asked how the baby doesn't come out of the mouth, so I think...
It's a valid question.
How does the foot not...
Now I'm going to pass away.
Oh, that made me gag a bit.
I'm sick. We got to move on. Wait, okay, so that was...
Anyway, yeah. My relief is Danny, my best friend, who you guys have probably seen. It's the sister of Maddie, who I went and watched her get married. You guys may know Danny from like old school episodes of Vanderpump Rules. She is coming into town with her husband and their son, and we will be venturing to the desert to enjoy Stagecoach together. I'm very excited. I know we've been talking about this for a while. And it's finally here. And by the time this airs, it has passed.
Thank God.
And that it's over?
Yeah.
That's not how you feel, though. I can tell the future. You're feeling that way now. But like,
you just said it was your relief. And now it's suddenly you're over it. And now it's your ache.
We're all over
it. 3 weeks in the desert.
Farts in the wind.
Hey, you're the fart in the wind.
Fart in the wind.
This one is a fart in the wind.
Am I?
Am I? We're in Palm Springs. She's like, oh, I just want to stay home and do nothing tonight. 10 minutes later, we're walking to the car. Oh, I guess we could go to the club for dinner. I was like, oh, no. Because I want to stay in.
I love
and then
the
we're
club.
Driving and
me
she
and
goes,
Elle both.
How fun does it sound to go to like a little Mexican dive bar? I was like, this fucking bitch is a fart in the wind.
A fart in the
Ethan
wind.
Loves she tells calling me to. Bitches the past 2 weeks. The past 2 weeks. Let's call it. Let's wrap it before we all get canceled. You guys, thank you.
You guys, I didn't do my ache.
You didn't go? Okay, go.
It's like 20 minutes just for the
fuck myself.
It's because I'm used to the order.
It's the same.
You know, you've gone counterclockwise. I'm all fucked up and discombobulated now. Okay, go.
You guys are going to wrap. Jessica, you can go fuck yourself. We're going to, okay. My ache is just, oh, that was funny to me. My ache is... Oh, you know what I'm going to say? Producer John was kind enough to...
For being so pissed off about it. I'm sure,
oh,
I thought
no.
You were about to
we missed
quick.
Out on so much. Let's read this at the top of the next episode.
Okay.
Jack.
Producer John.
Producer John was so nice because I had said on this podcast a while ago I was going to be competing in a May 5th jiu-jitsu competition. And I will not be anymore because I took like 10 days off a few weeks ago. And it really... just for one reason or the other, or a million reasons. And it makes a difference. I really needed to keep training during that time, and I didn't. I'm back in it now, obviously. So I will be competing eventually, I think in June. But thank you, Producer John. The ache was that I won't be competing. And my relief is that Producer John was kind enough to put this up there, even though I'm not competing. So thank you. And that I'm back in jiu-jitsu. So thank you.
We should do a montage of how many episodes in a row Jessica's ache and relief has had to do with fucking jiu-jitsu.
You guys, it's my life.
I know. Someone get this girl like a vibrator or something.
I think it's been almost every ache and relief besides maybe two.
Oh, I'm going to do a montage. People will say, they'll DM me and be like, every time I see the word jujitsu, I read it like, jujitsu.
Jujitsu. That's exactly how you say it. And by the way, we're thrilled about it. At least someone here is exercising and getting their heart rate up.
Yeah.
You guys, Jessica, I'm sorry I almost passed up on you. That was not on purpose. I love your aches and reliefs. It was the order. You threw me off. I'm a creature of habit.
It was funny.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. I love you all. Happy hump day. Don't drink and drive. And if you do drink, have a drink for me. Love you. Bye.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.